B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud. We're going to start 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Ulenetia, we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that one of the halachas, that the first of Tishri is the Rosh Hashanah, is Lenetia. Netia is a sapling, a young tree. We know that there's halacha in the Torah, the psukim in the Torah. The first 3 years of a fruit tree are considered orlah. They are osur banor, one's not allowed to benefit from any fruits that grow in the first 3 years. In the fourth year is called net aravai, which means that the fruits that grow have to be taken to Yerushalayim, similar to Ma'aseh Sheni, that's net aravai. And from the fifth year on, the fruits are just regular fruits with no halachas attached to them. So when does the year of orlah start? You plant a tree. Whenever you plant a tree, we'll soon see there are ramifications about when you plant a tree. But you plant a tree, at what point does it switch to year 2, year 3, year 4, and year 5? It's not, we don't look at the date that the tree was planted and say every year on that date. It's not the birthday of the tree. So there must be some point where the year becomes the next year. Says the Mishnah, it's the first of Tishri. So if you, whenever you plant the tree, well, not exactly, but we'll get there soon, you plant a tree whenever it is, and then when it comes to Aleph Tishri, now it's year 2 of Arlah, now it's year 3 of Arlah, now it's year 4 for Net Aravai, now it's year 5, where everything is clear. That is the basic, when you're reading the Chumash, that's what you see. We're going to discuss that now in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Minolon, where would you see that the word, that the Rosh Hashanah for Orlah and Net Aravai is the first of Tishri? Says the Gemara, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk regarding Orlah as follows. V'chisavoyu el oretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, unetatem kol eitz machol, and you're going to plant fruit trees, v'araltem orlosoi espirio yisholo yishonim, the first 3 years, the fruits are Orlah, you're not allowed to eat them. The next pasuk it says, "Ubashon haravias," and in the fourth year, "Yeh kol piryoi kodesh hilulim Hashem," that the fruits will be sanctified for Hashem, and they have to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten betara. And then you've got, and the next pasuk is, "Ubashon hachamishis toichlu es piryoi dahosif lochem betvuasoy ani Hashem elokeichem." So those are the three psukim that discuss 3 years of Orlah, 1 year of Ravai, and the fifth year where there's no halachas attached to them. Says the Gemara, from the fact that it says in the Pasuk, Sholish Shonim Arelim, it mentions the word Shonim. Uchsivan, it says, Ubashonu Haravias, again the word Shono. So V'yalif Shono Shono Mitishri, and we've seen this concept before, that we, when it says Shono and doesn't tell us when, we learn it out of Gzeira Shava from a place where it says Shono, that we do know when the year starts. And as we've seen, and we're about to see again, we actually have two such points. Two psukim in the Torah, once it says Shono, and we know it's Tishri, Mireshis HaShono Adachris Shono, and once where it says Shono, and we know it's Nisan, when it says Rishrei Nulochem Lechot She'ashono. So we always have to determine when are we going to learn Shono, where we don't know when it is, from Tishri and when from Nisan. Here the Gemara assumes that we learn it out from Tishri. V'yalif Shono Shono mitishri dechsev mireishis hashono ad achris Shono. We've already seen in the Gemara earlier that we know mireishis hashono ad achris Shono is Tishri, as we saw on Daf Ches. Asks the Gemara, you learning Gzeira Shava Shono Shono v'ligmar Shono Shono min Nisan? Why don't you learn it out from the Nisan Shono? Dechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Rishen ulochem lechot she'ashono. Answers the Gemara, and this is the third time we have such an answer in the Gemara. Donin Shono she'ein imo chadoshim mishono she'ein imo chadoshim. Both regarding Orlah and Ravai, and regarding the Shono of Tishri, it doesn't mention the months. The months are not in the context at all, and therefore we compare the two. However, in contrast to that, the Shono mentioned in Nisan is the Chod she'ashono. It's the year in context of months. And that's something else, and therefore we assume that we do not compare it to Nisan. Donin shavo she'ein shono she'eini mochadoshim mishono she'eini mochadoshim ve'ein donin shono she'eini mochadoshim mishono she'yesh imochadoshim. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, we're going to learn some of the halachas relating to Orlah and Ravai and where the years change from one to the next. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned in Ebraisa in Tosefta. Echot hanuteya, if somebody plants, echot hamavrich, or if somebody just bends a branch of a vine, bends it into the ground and allows that branch to create new roots into the ground, and then at some point it gets severed from its original tree and a new tree grows. Ve'echod ha-markiv, or if somebody crafts, if somebody makes a hole in one tree and places into that hole the branch of a different tree. And in the whole sugya, the halachas of noitea, mavrich, and markiv are identical, that irrespective of which of these three activities you're doing, then erev shvi'es shloshim yoim lifnei Rosh Hashanah, then if you plant it 30 days, at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then number one, also lo yishana, that it's considered, 30 years is considered the first year of Orla, and when Rosh Hashanah comes, the first of Tishri, now it's going to start year two of Orla. And also umot lekaimon b'shvi'es, the fact that you planted it, planted or you bent or you crafted noitea markiv mavrich, I'm not going to repeat every time, but the halachas are the same, then if you, since you did that 30 days before shvi'es, then they're allowed to stay there for shvi'es, you haven't done anything wrong and you do not need to uproot it. Pochis mishleishim yim, however, if you planted it less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, lifnei Rosh Hashanah, number one, lo yolso Rosh Hashanah, then the next year is only going to be the next Rosh Hashanah, because you didn't have enough time before this Rosh Hashanah, you didn't have 30 days. And in the event that it was a Shemitah year that you planted less than 30 days before, then v'osor lekaimon b'shvi'es, you're not allowed to keep this, the tree, it has to be uprooted, because what you did, you planted, it was an Issa, and as we've seen that early on in the Gemara, that for Shmitin, there's a concept of Michoel, Moisifin Michoel el HaKodesh, the end of the sixth year, you're not allowed to plant certain things that will benefit from Shvi'es, or that it's, so to speak, you've started something that's going to continue on Shvi'es. However we understand it, that it was done too close to Shmita, and therefore it was Asa, and you actually have to uproot it and destroy it. Upeiros netiazu asurin ad tesvav b'shvat. And here's an interesting chiddush, that it says that what we're seeing here is that, and now we're going back to 30 days. We saw in the Braisa, if it was 30 days, two alochas. Number one, it's considered the first year of Orla. Number two, it's allowed to be kept, even though the next year's Shemitah, you had 30 days before Shemitah, that's okay. And in contrast to that, if you didn't have 30 days, both of those halachas do not apply. Now we're going back to the halacha of if it was done 30 days before. In the event that you didn't have a whole Orla year, you only had a 30 day or more, and there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, but certainly, so if it's after the 15th of Shvat, we hold here like Bis Hillel, the 15th of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Lilonis, but I don't want to go into that now. But if you're relying on a 30-day, so to speak, a 30-day year, it means you planted 30 days before, then even though those 30 days is year one, till Rosh Hashanah, and then the next year till the next Rosh Hashanah, the next year till the next Rosh Hashanah, so it means you've really got 2 years and 30 days, and you've already reached your third Rosh Hashanah, Orlo should be finished now. Says the Braisa, no. That Orlo continues, any fruits that become ripe, that emerge, any fruits that it's called Chanota, we'll translate it emerging, because it's a discussion exactly what Chanota is, but these fruits that emerge, any time in, so to speak, that fourth year before Tu B'Shvat, are still associated to the sap that was taken in the Orlo years, and those fruits are Orla. And then the rest of that year till Rosh Hashanah is any fruits that emerge after Tu B'Shvat in that fourth year, they have the halacha of Netaravai. And then in the fifth year again, till Tu B'Shvat, it's a continuation of the Ravai, fruits that emerge in those few months of the fifth year from the first of Tishri till Tu B'Shvat, till the 15th of Shvat, are still considered Ravai. Only fruits that emerge after Tu B'Shvat of year five, they are considered as having no Kedusha, and they are regular fruits. That's how Rashi learns that this statement here, that of Tu B'Shvat, only applies when you're relying on a 30 days to make up the first year. If, however, there's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah when you planted the tree, in that case, then obviously if it's Shemitah the next year, you have to uproot it. If it's not Shemitah the next year, then that Rosh Hashanah starts the counting, or at least that Rosh Hashanah doesn't move to the next year, and then you have to have 3 years plus those few weeks or those days, less than 30 days, and those three full years plus those few days is Orlo years. And anything that emerges after that fourth Rosh Hashanah is not anymore Orlo, even before Tu B'Shvat. And that whole fifth year is Netar, or that whole fourth year we would call it. It's till the fifth and Rosh Hashanah after planting is considered the Netar Revai. And that means, according to Rashi, the concept of Tu B'Shvat getting involved is only when you're relying on a 30-day year at the beginning of the series of Orlo Revai years. That's how the Rosh explains Rashi. Or Peiros Netiyo Zu, that if you're relying on the first year being a 30-day year, so to speak, then Asurin at Tu B'Shvat, then in that fourth year, so to speak, which is really just 2 years and a month after you planted it, but that month is considered a year, so it's as if it's after 3 years, it's the fourth year, it's till Tu B'Shvat, it's still Osur, as the same halachas as Orla. Imla Orla la Orla, and in the next year after that, Imla Revai, it will have the same halachas for Revai, will continue into the fifth year till Tu B'Shvat. Omer Rabchiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Eichanon, who said in the name of Rabbi Eichanon, Umotuba Mishmei de Rav Yanai, some said in the name of Rabbi Yanai, Omar Kro, where do we learn this from? It's actually from that sequence of psukim that we mentioned before. We have Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk Chav Dalet, and Pasuk Chav Hei. Pasuk Chav Gimel says, as we read before, V'chisavoyu el ha'oret unatatim kol eitzmachol varaltem orlose espiri sholoi shonim yelochem areilim lo ye'ochil. That's the halachas of Orlo. What does it say in the next Pasuk? Pasuk Chav Dalet. Uba shono haravias yeh kol pirei kodesh ilulim l'Hashem. How does Pasuk Chof Hei start? Uba shono hachamishis toichlu es pirei lohisiv lochem tvoosoy ani Hashem lekeichem. So what the Gemara is doing now, either Rabbi Yechanon or Rabbi Yanai, what they said was that we connect the psukim. The first, that Pasuk Chof Gimel, when it says sholo ishonim yeh lochem areilim lo yeochel, uba shono haravias, we take the first two words of Pasuk Chof Dalet, and we connect it to the end of Pasuk Chof Gimel, as if we're saying that the Orla is for 3 years, Ubashon Arvias, and into the fourth year. And then we do the same between Pasuk Chof Dalet and Pasuk Chof Hei. It says, Ubashon Arvias, Yeh Kol Piri Koidesh Ululim Lashem, Ubashon Achamishis. The first two words of Pasuk Chof Hei, Ubashon Achamishis, is annexed onto the full, into Pasuk Chof Dalet, speaking about Revai, to teach us that the Revai goes into the fifth year. Till when, says the Brisa, that's till the 15th of Shvat of that year. Ubashonu harvias, ubashonu achamishis. Po'omim sheberavias v'adayin asura, nishum orla. There is a stage, a time, sometimes, and again, this is, the Brisa said, according to Rashi, this is only applies when you are relying on a 30-day month to be the first year. Then sometimes, even though you're in the fourth year now, which means you've passed three Rosh Hashanahs since planting, nonetheless, it's still Orla. That's what we're talking about, because till Tu B'Shvat of that fourth year, any fruits that emerge then still have the status of Orla. And sometimes, even after four Rosh Hashanahs from planting, you're still engaged in the halachas of Revai. That is, if you were relying on a 30-day month to be year one, then the year four, which is Netar Revai, which actually only starts on Tu B'Shvat of that year, because till then it's Orla, but from there till the next Tu B'Shvat has the halachas of Revai, even though it's going into the fifth year. Now the Gemara is saying, what have we seen till now? We saw in the Brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, on the fourth last line of Daftes Amud Beis, we saw the Echod HaNuteh, Echod HaMarkiv, Echod HaMarkiv, Echod HaMavrich, Echod HaMarkiv. Then the 30 day is the break-off point, which means that it seems that 30 days before Shemitah, or 30 days before any Rosh Hashanah, is considered a year. For Orla, for Netar Revai, it's considered the first year. And interesting, Because we've seen a concept of Yom Echad Lashana, we saw it on Daf Beis Amud Beis. A king, for example, who is a king for one day, the first of Nisan, and then he dies, it's considered as if that was his year. Or if he was one year, one day at the end of the year. For example, the last day of Adar, and he was became king, that year is considered the first year, and the next day, the first of Nisan, is already considered the second year. So we see that sometimes one day is considered a year. Here we see 30 days is considered a year, it seems one day not. And all this while, for the time being, the Gemara is understanding that the 30 days mentioned here are 30 days in the context of how long does that tree have to be in the ground before it's considered as having been for, so to speak, a year in the ground. We say 30 days is considered a year. We're going to see later that that's not really the truth. The reason you need 30 days is nothing to do with the length of time that is considered a year, rather the length of time it takes for the tree to actually get rooted into the ground. When you just put a seed, or when you just put something into the ground, until it actually takes root, it's just like considered you put it in a box. It's only considered attached to the ground and growing from the ground once it's enrooted in the ground. And that might take 30 days and nothing to do with the discussion of how many days is considered a year. But at this point in time, the Gemara is not entertaining that idea. The Gemara assumes that you planted it, the minute you plant it, it's called and rooted in the ground, that's when it starts. 30 days, why do you need 30 days? Because the duration of 30 days is the amount of time that we can consider a year. And that seems to be contradict what we've seen early on, that a single day is considered a year. And the Gemara is going to address that now. Lema de loika Reb Meir, can we assume that this brisa is not like Reb Meir? Because according to Reb Meir, HaOmer we saw on Daf Beis Amud Beis, Yom Echad Bashana Choshev Shana, a single day in the year is considered a year. D'Tanya, and we saw in the Braisa, we're going to see Reb Meir, we did see the concept on Daf Beis Amud Beis, but we're going to see explicitly where Reb Meir is actually talking in a Braisa. D'Tanya, and the Torah, when it speaks about animals that you can bring as a korban, the Torah sometimes speaks about a par, a bull. Sometimes it speaks about a ben bokor, which is a type of a cattle, not a bull. And sometimes we speak about something which is a calf, even younger. How old does a calf have to be considered a calf? I mean, the korban that has to be a ben bokor cannot be a calf. A korban that has to be a par cannot be a ben bokor. What's considered an egel? How long from when it's born? Not really from when it's born, the first 8 days. There's an issue with offering a korban on the Mizbeach. There's psukim, you have to wait for 8 days. But beyond the 8 day line is considered a calf. For how long? How long is he considered a ben bokor, a cattle? And how long is he, at what point is he going to be considered a bull? So that's something that has to be discussed. So says the Braisa, par, when the Torah speaks about a bull, ha'omer ba'Torah, stam, when it just says par, and doesn't tell us any more information about this par, then what does it mean? It means as soon as it enters its third year from when it was born. When does a bull enter its third year? Says the Reb Meir and the Braisa, ben esrim ve'arba chodesh, when it's passed, since it was born, 24 months, which is 2 full years, V'yom echot, and just one day into the third day of the life of this animal, he's now has the status of a bull. That's Reb Meir, similar to what we saw in Daf Beis, that 1 year, one day is considered a year. Reb Elazar argues with Reb Meir and says, no, ben esrim v'arba chodesh, I need the 2 full years, v'lamad yom, and 30 days. Once it's 2 years and 30 days, now it's considered as if it's a bull, it's so to speak, it's 3 years old, and it's not really three, it's just 2 months, 2 years and a month, that's considered 3 year old, and that's considered a bull. Shehoya Reb Meir Oimir, because Reb Meir said as follows, Kol Mokim Shenemar Eigel Batayra, anytime the Torah speaks about a calf, stum, without telling us any other information, any other details about what something that will tell us more about the age of the animal, a calf, is ben shana. It's within the first year, from when it's born after those 8 days, for that first year. Ben bokor, when it speaks about cattle, ben shnotayim. It means the first 2 years of its life. Parabul, ben shalish. That means a ben bokor is in the second year of its life, and a bull is in its third year in its life. What's considered a year? So we saw, according to Reb Meir, it's just one day into that year. According to Reb Elazar, it's 30 days into that year. So the Gemara is saying, can it be that this Braisa that speaks about 30 days is not Reb Meir? Because the Braisa says 30 days is considered a year for Orlo and Ravai, and Reb Meir says that to determine the third year of a bull is just one day. Says the Gemara, no. Afilu teimer Reb Meir. It could even be Reb Meir. Kika omer Reb Meir. When Reb Meir says that one day is considered a year, Yom Echad Bashana Choshev Shana, is Besoif Shana, which means at the end of a series. For example, a bull has to be in its third year. So we have a series, a three-year series. To make up the finality of that series, to make up the third year, for there, Reb Meir says, one day is enough. However, Aval B'tchilas Shana, but at the beginning of a series, for example, Orla, we have a three-year series for Orla. How much is considered the first year of Orla? Maybe there he says, to make up the beginning of a series, even Reb Meir agrees, one day is not enough, you need 30 days. Aval B'tchilas Shana, loy. At the beginning of the series, then even Reb Meir would agree that one day is not sufficient. Omer Rava. Rava is going to refute this logic and ask a question. V'lav kal v'chomehi, I'll bring you a kal v'chomeh. I'll show you that it's easier to have an abridged version of a year, of a month, of a day. We'll soon see. But we'll have an abridged version. It's easier to have it at the beginning than is to have it at the end. Why? And that's with the halachas of Nida. And the halachas of Nida we're about to discuss are the halachas of Nida on biblical terms. And it's very important. I don't chas v'shalom want anyone to learn any halachas from what we're about to discuss, because the halachas of Nida that we practice today, and it's already from the time of the Gemara, but the halachas of Nida are a blend between Nida and Zova, which is a similar type of tumah, but with very different way of counting and a very different process. So anything we're about to learn now is nothing to do with the halachas we practice today. Just a disclaimer. But what do we see? If you learn the halachas of Nida on a biblical, at face value, in biblical terms, we see as follows. What is the halachas of Nida? Halacha of Nida is that if a woman starts becoming tomei on a certain day, on day one, then she has to wait 7 days, and they don't need to be what we call clean days, but she has to wait 7 days. And the end of the seventh day, after the end of the seventh day, then she goes to the mikveh and tovels. And it's learnt out from a posuk. Now, if she became tomei in the middle of day one, so to speak, that day is called day one, even though it's only part of a day. If she became tomei 5 minutes before the end of the day, that's considered day one. And then 7 days later, on day seven, she can't go to the mikveh in the middle of day seven. She has to wait right till the end of day seven. So we see that regarding becoming tomei, regarding being considered day one, even just a few minutes, even though it's a series of 7 days of tumas nida, but day one, just a few minutes is considered a day. On day seven, what finalizes, what ends the series, it's not good enough to say, as long as the day has been a few minutes old, it's now considered 7 days, she can go to the mikveh. No, you have to wait for the whole 7 day to whole day seven to finish. Only then, on the night of the eighth day, can she go to the mikveh. So we see there that it's easier to have an abridged version of a day at the beginning of a series than at the end of the series. Contrary to what the Gemara suggested, that according to Reb Meir, at the beginning of a series, Reb Meir says, there, maybe we need to have 30 days, as in Orla. At the end of a series, as with the bull, there, one day is enough. It's exactly the opposite of what we see by Nida. Uma Nida she'ein tchilas hayoyim oylelo b'seifa. A Nida that a part of a day, an abridged version of a day, just a section of the day, is not considered a full day at the end of the series. Nonetheless, Seif HaYoim, the end of the day, Oylelo B'tchilasa, the beginning, the day one of the seven-day series, the day she became Tomei, even part of the day is considered a whole day one. then regarding years, as with the bulls, Sheyoim Echot Oilelo Basoifa, that Rav Meir says that a one day at the end of the year is considered an abridged version of a year, and as we saw with the bulls, that the day one of year three, it's already called a bull, a three-year-old, then Einoidin Sheyoim Echot Oile B'tchilo, so we take it for granted that at the beginning of a series, as with Orlo, Rav Meir would say one day is enough to be considered a year for Orlo, in which case the Brisa that says you need 30 days cannot be Rav Meir. Who would it have to be? It would have to be Reb Elazar, who says that always it's 30 days that determines that is considered a year, not a day like Rav Meir. Ve'elomai Reb Elazar. So it must be, what are you suggesting, that the Brisa that says 30 days by Orlo at the beginning of the series, it must be Reb Elazar, says the Gemara. Now the Gemara is zoning in on a completely new, an added aspect that we haven't brought up till now. And now the Gemara is bringing it up, and it's going to be a big challenge now. Because till now we were discussing how long, how many days are considered a year, an abridged version of a year. 30 days, one day, what's a year? But you haven't taken into account the amount of days that it takes for a plant, for a sapling or a seed to be called rooted into the ground. It says here, Echot hanoitea, ve'echot hamavrich, ve'echot hamarkiv, talking about planting, well, how long does it take from the moment you planted it that it's actually considered in the ground, that you can even consider starting to count? Well, that wasn't taken into account. So we're assuming now that it actually takes 30 days. The first 30 days, it's not even called planted yet. So when you plant something, the first 30 days, it's just as if you put it into a box. After, on day 30, that's when it becomes implanted. Then you can start counting how many days of the planted sapling are now considered a year in the context of Orla, Ravai, etc. So the Gemara is saying, even according to Rebeleza, we're going to have a challenge because we need shloishim v'shloishim, and I need 30 days from planting just so it should become enrooted. And then I need another 30 days, according to Rebeleza, to be considered a year. So in order for it to be considered a year in Orla, 30 days from planting is not enough. I need 60 days. Shloishim u'shloishim boyer. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah in Maseches Shviyas, ein noitin ve'ein mavrichin ve'ein markivin. One doesn't plant or craft or to bend, as we saw before, Erev Shvius, on the year before Shvius, the end of the sixth year, Pochis Milamed Yoim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. V'im Notan if V'hirvrich V'hirkiv, if you did plant with less than 30 days before Shvius, Yakir, you have to uproot it. Divrei Eliezer. And that Mishnah is not talking about what's considered a year for Orla, for Ravai. That's not the question there. The question is, when you plant something in the sixth year, does it get enrooted before Shemitah, or does it become enrooted on Shemitah? Says Reb Eliezer that if you planted it less than 30 days before Shemitah, you have to uproot it, because it's considered as if it became enrooted in Shemitah. So to speak, you're planting on Shemitah, and that seriously, Osa, you have to uproot it. So you see that according to Reb Eliezer, you need 30 days until it gets rooted. And so if you want it to be considered a year for Orlo, for example, or for Ravai, you would need 30 days, as in 30 days till it gets rooted into the ground, and another 30 days to be considered a year. Reb Yehuda says it doesn't take 30 days for a seed to become planted, to become enrooted. Rather, kol harkova she'eino kiletes begimel yomim shuv eino kiletes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, 3 days. That's all you need. 3 days to get enrooted. If it doesn't get enrooted in 3 days, it's not going to take root. After 3 days, you can start counting your orla, and then you can count 30 days. And to be considered a year, if you hold that 30 days a year is a year. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, Shtei Shabbosos, they say it doesn't take as long as a month, it doesn't take as little as 3 days, it takes 2 weeks. Va'omer Rav Nachman Omer Rabba Bar Avwa. Rav Nachman said that Ledivri Ha'omer Lamed Shloishim, according to Reb Eliezer, who says that it takes 30 days to get enrooted into the ground, Tzorich Lamed, which is Shloishim u'Shloishim. I need 60 days before Shmita for it to be Mutter. Why? 30 days it takes till it gets rooted into the ground, and another 30 days because there's a halacha of Tosefes Shvius that we've learned about elsewhere. And in Motkot and Daf Gimel, we're going to learn about this more, that we need an extra 30 days for Tosefes. So you're only allowed to plant 60 days before Shemitah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. L'divrei Omer Shloisha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says it takes 3 days for a seed to become enrooted into the ground, Tzarech Shloisha or Shloishim, I need to plant at the latest point 33 days before Shemitah. 3 days to become enrooted, 30 days for Tosefes. L'divrei Omer Beis Shabbos, it's according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, who say it takes 2 weeks for it to become enrooted, Tzarech Shtei Shabbos or Shloishim Yoim. I need to plant at the latest before Shemitah, 30 days plus 2 weeks before Shemitah. So that's a question we're going to have, in that if the Braisa is Rabbi Eliezer, how can you say 30 days before Shemitah is okay? You need 60 days. And are you going to suggest that the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda? V'inamika Rabbi Yehuda, even if the Braisa was Rabbi Yehuda, svirile gimel u'shleishim boya. If you're going to say the Braisa holds like a Yehuda, I need 30 days plus 3 days. Elol Oilom, says the Gemara, we have no choice. The Braisa that said that 30 days is Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir who says that to be considered a year is 1 day. And the reason we need 30 days is not because 30 days is the length of time we need to be considered an abridged version of a year. No, for that 1 day is enough. Why do I need the 30 days in the Braisa? V'chiko omar lamed liklita. Because he holds that that's how it takes 30 days, as we saw before, that according to some, and it's actually this, what Rabbi Eliezer said in the Braisa we saw at the beginning of this Omud, in the Mishnah, the beginning of this Omud, the Reb Meir will hold that it takes 30 days for the land to receive a seed, to be for the roots to become, and for the seed, for the sapling to become enrooted. And therefore, I need 30 days. Till 30 days, it's not considered in the ground at all. Day 30, now it's in the ground. So now we can start counting. Says the Gemara, Yehochi Lamed Aleph Boya, even according to Reb Meir, that an abridged version of a year is just 1 day. So I need 31 days. I need 30 days for the seed to be considered in the ground, and then 1 day to be considered a year. At least 31 days, not 30 days. Answers the Gemara, Kosovari holds, the Braisa holds, Reb Meir will hold. Yoim Lamed, that 30th day from when it's actually planted in the ground, is Oile Lekan. It's considered a day of planting. It's the day when the roots get enrooted into the ground. And that very same day that this plant gets enrooted into the ground, Ulekan, it's also considered that 1 day that, according to Reb Meir, is Yoim Lashono, is an abridged version of a year. So day 30 is also going to be that day which is the first year, and therefore 30 days before Shemitah, you already have your year of Ravai. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that both that we just saw before on Omer Aleph, there's a machlekas Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Meir whether 1 day is considered an abridged version of a year, which is what Rabbi Meir holds, or whether you need 30 days, like Rabbi Loza holds, to be an abridged version of a year. Both of them actually learn now their opinion from the same pasuk. By the Mabel, talking about Noach, it says in the pasuk as follows: Vayehi ba'achas v'sheish meiris shana, in the 1600th year, the 601st year of Noach's life, Borishoin, in the first, we'll have to see exactly what that means. What's Borishoin? It means the first month. It means the month of Nisan. Be'echod lachoidesh, on the first of Nisan, in the 601st year of Noach's life, Chorvu amayim, the water of the Mabul, the flood, had completely dried up. Me'al oretz, from on the land. Vayosar Noach esmichse ha'teva, Noach removed the cover of the teva. Vayar v'hine chorvu pneho adoma. So the question is, it says here, Ba'achas v'sheish me'is shono. It mentions the word shono after Ba'achas v'sheish me'is shono, and it says shono in the context of Borishoin, Be'echod lachoidesh, Borishoin referring to the month of Nisan, the first of the month of Nisan. So let's see how they learn. Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish meis shono, barishoin ba'echod lachidesh. That's what we saw in the pasuk. Rav Meir Sover, Rav Meir says, midi akati yom echotu. It's just the first day in that year. Da'ail b'shono is the first day into that year. V'kakori le'shono, it says, achas v'sheish meis shono. Which means it's already considered the 600, it's as if to say that Noach is 601 years old. Well, how many years has, since he was born, 600 years and one day? Because it's Barishon Be'echod Lachidesh. It's just one day. And it's considered a Shana. Says Reb Meir, Shma Mino, Yoim Echod B'Shana, Choshuv Shana. V'idoch, Reb Lezer will say, Iksiv, if it would say, B'Sheish Meis V'Achas Shana, 601 years, then, Kedukamras, I would agree with you that you see that one day is considered a year. But Hashtad Iksiv, it doesn't say that. It says, B'Achas V'Sheish Meis Shana. The word ba'achas, which is that extra year, the 601st year, is not mentioned before the word shana, it's mentioned before the word v'sheish meis. So it's to tell us that what? That shana asheish meis koi. That the years is talking about 600 years. So when it says achas v'sheish meis, it doesn't mean he was 601 years old. It means he was 600 years old, plus he started the next year. But not that that start is considered a year. It's not considered a 601 years. Why? Because it's just one day, and one day is not considered a year. And the word year of Shana is only referring to the 600 years that were complete years. Asheish meis koi, umay achas, what does it mean? Achas v'sheish meis, it just means aschalta d'achas ka'omar, that the next year, after 600 years, the next year started, but it's not yet considered that he's lived that year. So that's how they both learn from this pasuk. Now the Gemara is saying, Rebelozo, my tama. Rebelozo, who says that 30 days is considered a year, then what would be your source for that? You know that the one day is not considered a year. That you deduced from this pasuk of Noach, that it doesn't say Sheish Meis V'Achas Shono, it says Ba'achas V'Sheish Meis, that one day, since it's only one day, it's Barishon Be'echod Lachodesh, it's not considered, one day is not considered a year. Who told you that 30 days is considered a year? So says the Gemara as follows. Tichsiv, it says in the same pasuk, Barishon in Nisan, Be'echod Lachodesh. On the first day, it doesn't say Barishon Be'echod, on the first day of Nisan. It says Be'echod Lachodesh, the first day of the month. So to speak, it's considered a month, even though it's the first day. Mida'akata Yom Echodu, since it's just the first day. Da'ayil B'chodesh, that is already in the month. It's only one day in the month. V'kokori Lechodesh, and you already call it a month. Shma Mino, so from this very pasuk I deduce, not that one day is considered a year, but at least I can deduce that one day is considered a month. The Yoim Echod Bachodesh, Choshuv Chodesh, that one day in the month is an abridged version of a month. So says Rabbi Elazar, and making a similar type of ratio. And it's not really about the ratio, it's about the units. Midi Yoim Echod Bachodesh, Choshuv Chodesh, since we see here that one day in a month is considered a month, therefore, Lamed Yoim Bashana, we assume that a month, which is 30 days of a year, Chashuv in Shana, is considered a year. Why? Because V'chodesh Limenuyav, why is one day considered a month? Because a month is counted by days. We have psukim like that. Ad Chodesh Yomim, there's the days of a month. We don't speak about days of a year, we speak about days of a month, and we speak about months of a year. L'chodshei Hashana. So the units of month is days, and the units of years is months. So in the same way as we see that one day is considered a month, it means a single unit is an abridged version of the entire month. So too, a single unit of a year, which is a month, is considered an abridged version of a year. Lamed yom b'shanoch b'chashuvim shanoch v'chodesh l'menuyav. The month is reckoned with a single unit with which we count months, which is days, v'shano limenuyah, and years, which we count years by months, a single month is considered a year. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.